toward the top of Yukhtarim and Aleph. Yesterday the sugya left off that we had discussed the fact that Kol Ma'aseh Bezdin, anything that's like a Ma'aseh Bezdin, is Ketuvah B'Shtar Yomi. It's as if it's written in a shtar, and therefore, HaTohin Achar Ma'aseh Bezdin, someone who has any claim or makes a claim of Parati, again, Ma'aseh Bezdin Lo Amar Klum, doesn't have any standing, because Bezdin has, or any Tanai Bezdin has a qualification as if it was written in a shtar. We brought a proof to that from a bride that says, "Let's see, I get veni mok tubatar govav tubatar." She takes that a get, and she doesn't have a tuba. Despite that fact, she's able to collect her tuba. So you see that the fact that she's able to collect, even without the tuba document, there shows that the master vision has that type of power. Now Abaye challenged that and said that that bride that maybe is talking about a place she ain't called veni tuba skina. It was a place where there was no tuba written. If there's no tuba written, then obviously, they are entitled to it because there's no way she will have a document of a ketubah. But maybe if she does have a document of ketubah, she would have to show up in basin with that ketubah. Abaye rejects his own question, and the question is why? Because if you thought that was makom shekotvim ketubah, then what do you do with the issue about an arusa? How is she ever going to collect? Because she both does not have a ketubah. And even in a place that they do, are called the same tuba, she doesn't have a tuba. So then, anytime she says it's in basin, someone can say, Parati, I paid it off. And then the Gemara says, okay, where do we know? From where do we know that it, Arusa, right, is entitled to tuba? And so the Gemara went through a series of possibilities of where she's entitled to tuba. The Gemara rejects each of the times for technical reasons that that's not a proof. Ella, so now we're up to Yochanan ben Aleph, up to 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down, it says, Ella, Avaye begufa de matnitin kad hadar be. It was the mission itself that forced him to reverse his position. Because you think that that mission is talking about a case where they don't write ktubah, the get, kind of ktubah da, because then the get becomes your ktubah. Atu get mona matayim tisei. Does the get have 100 or 200 written in it? I mean, that the get is a document of divorce, evidence of the divorce, but there's no hochacha that there was any obligation. The chitema, and if you want to suggest, came to Zakinu Banu the Mikvah, right, if you want to suggest that what? Because she's entitled to collect based on the get, that it's commanded to be dummy, right, then it's as if it was written in a contract and a document that there's obligation. Liton the lema parati. Let him say, let the Baal say that he paid it off. V'chitema damrin and lay. If we say to him, I parato, I by lachla mikare. So we're going to say, back to the Baal. Alright, so say you did pay it off. Why does she still have the get? You should have ripped the get up. Amalan, lo shavaktan. He said, she didn't let me. She said, she's not going to get me the get to rip up. Amra, be'in and lintubide. I want to get married in the future. I need a get to evidence the fact that I was divorced. So I'm not going to give you the get to rip up. Right? Right? So you can write on the get, you can popple the get, you know how when they big void stamp on top of the get, you do the same thing over this get. You can rip it up or write some sort of right, stamp on top that says, this get is a kosher get, but the reason we ripped it up, or the reason we're not allowing it to be tokif anymore so that she doesn't come back again. So fine, she won't let you rip up the get. But at least you could stamp it as paid and suggest that the get is still a kosher get. It says, Asa called the Megabe, the Beitina Megabe. It says, wait a minute, that's not necessarily evidence, that's not necessarily true. Why? Because who says that everybody who's paying off their Tuba is paying it off in basin? Now, if it's paid off in basin, then you can make a claim that, okay, he should have had this new contract, this new get, you know, validated and stated that it's a valid get, that she can't collect with it again. But if it's outside of basin, who's going to do that validation? We have no body that will actually validate the get. So go pay the Tuba, he's not in basin. She didn't have to come to basin, he was willing to pay the Tuba. Who says that every case of divorce is they have to land a basin to have a payoff? Based on this suggestion, that means that anybody who wants to pay off a guest in this situation would have to end up in Beis Din, which seems to be a right, untenable situation, that anytime someone gets divorced and they want to pay off their tshuva, they have to go to Beis Din in order to have it paid off to have the guest validated. So it can't be that the case is talking about Malkum Shein Kotvim. It must be that the Mishnah is talking about Kotvim. If it's claimed that it's Kotvim, then it is a proof to our previous statement. It's a proof to the statement above, which we said was Toin Akama said Beis Din Lo Malkum. Didn't say anything. Why? Because it's Man did not teach Shtar V'Yodei, because it's as if you have a Shtar V'Yodei, and therefore the Mishnah of Otsia Get Veini Mok Tubata Govak Tubata. So when she takes that to get, even though she has a tuba, she collects the get. So that is a proof. Then, if it's a makom shekotvin tuba, then it's a proof to this idea that even though she has a tuba and even though she could have a tuba, we don't demand of her to bring it to Beis Din and collect with just the get alone. All right, new Mishnah. Matza gitei nashim b'shuchrei avadim daiteki matana b'shovarim. This is a Mishnah that we quoted earlier. Right, so we found even in the shuk, they found a get or a document of freedom, dediki a documentation of a last will and testament of a gosei tishkimira matana, a gift, a regular gift document, b'shovarim, a receipt, and zelo yechzir, don't give ever given back. Right, so what's the issue here? The issue is if you hand it back, then this person has a significant event that's taken place. Now, it could be that these documents are evidence of the significant event, and the person, the recipient, or the beneficiary of that event, right, is the one who dropped it. But on the other hand, there's a possibility that the event did not yet take place, and the documents were written to evidence an event that would take place in the future. And maybe the gift, the gifter or the giver of these rights decided not to do that. For instance, decided not to get divorced, decided not to free the slave. And the document fell from the individual who was empowered to do it, who decided not to do it. So we can't hand it back because we don't have any indication that something actually transpired. Dagmar says, time up, dinimlach, shalom done. Right, so the problem in our Mishnah is that maybe he decided not to bring them. Hamar, tnu. But if he says, if the individual, either the gift or again, the person has the rights in his hand, if he says, give it to them, no tnu. Then we do give it to them. I mean, if he admits that the event took place, or give it to them, then we say, go ahead, give it to them. Va'afilu is man v'ruva. Even after a longer duration of time. Even after a long period of time. So that was the American question now, how could it be over a long period of time? Right, v'minu. Is that really true? I may be get, va'avad menu. Person who was a shliach, bring a get, and he loses it. But all the altar, if he found it immediately, kasher, then it's good. Imla, patul. It's not his patul. So we see that a gift that leaves one's possession for a duration of time, we don't assume when you pick it up, right, that it's the same gift that was dropped. So why don't we say the same thing above? When we say a maybe gift, when our mission, when we die from our mission that says that if he says no, we give it back to them, why do we assume that it's also the same gift? Again, how do we know it's the same gift?
why do we say Afilu is man meruba?
Well, that's the point. In our mission, it sounds like Afilu is man meruba.
I'm saying that's really the way.
That's
not right. Why do we give it back, but why do we say we give it back even?
Right, give it back unless even if he doesn't find it immediately. If he says give it back, we give it back. Samarabel, lo kashro, kamba makom shashayirot mitsuyo, kamba makom shein shariot mitsuyo. So the difference between the Mishnah in Gittin and here is that in Gittin we're talking about a place right where there are many passerby. It's an active place, it's an active thoroughfare, and because of that, there's a possibility that another get fell there, or another person with the same name, same city, all the information fell there. So the likelihood of that happening is much greater. And since the likelihood is much greater, we don't allow you to return it at that point, we don't let you use it. Whereas in a case like in our Mishnah, where it's a place where there's not a lot of traffic as well, then we assume that the person who dropped it, and we know that there was a lost gift, then we assume that it belongs to the individual who lost it. Now there's an additional qualification, which is Rabbi B'makom Shashariot Mitzayot, that this is not Rabbi himself speaking, but the Gemara is speaking on behalf of Rabbi, so we'll see in a second why they feel this way, that even a place where there's heavy traffic, That's only if there's at least evidence that there is two people with the same name. That we have some concept that there is a possibility of two people having the same name. Two people have the same name, but we're in a heavy traffic area, then we start to worry about the fact that maybe this is not the guess that you trust. If you don't say this, kasha d'rabba d'rabba. We have a problem in Rabba's position. There's a get that was found in the basement of Rav Huna. It was written in this place. The Shurei Mata, city of Mata, Al Rakis Naro, that's on the right, of the banks, private banks of the Nar, the river Amar Rav Huna. Chayshina, Nishnei, Shurei. We worry about these two possibilities that there's another city, even though we don't know about it. Maybe there's another city with the exact same name. Go and look into this issue. That Rav Huna is going to check in with you about what do you think about this issue. Went out and found it's not. Anything that's a massive bezin, you have to give it up. Right, or you give it back. I'm sorry, not give it up, but you give it back. Now, Shashirut. Right, the Rashi explains, what does it mean? The of the basin, the Kayim. Any document that you brought to the basin in order to validate it, the luck of the main question, then there's no question there about he thought about giving it, but didn't give it. Because if you're validating a guess, or if you're validating a loan document, it's obvious that the transaction or the event took place. Otherwise, there's no reason to validate it. So it's invalid. Master Beitin means anything that was validated, right? As long as it was validated, then we give it back. So this was Mekuyim and Beitin. This document was Mekuyim and Beitin, so we're going to give it back. Now, the Bahab Beitin of the Rav Huna, the Chimakum Shisharet Mitzel Tami, the Beitin of Rav Huna was a very popular place. It was a heavily trafficked place. And since it was a heavily trafficked place, then it's a Makum Shisharet Mitzel. Now, according to Rabbah, in a Makum Shisharet Mitzel, what did he say before? You can't give it back. The Rabbah over here says Yachzir. But Kapashi Rabbah, the Yachzir. But yet Rabbah over here says give it back. Alma Yehuksuku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon in Yilolo. It has to do with whether there is a Chazokah that we know about the two people or not. So in the case before where we said Shayrot Mitzel, in the Mishnah of Gittin, where he said if it was lost when the Shliach's running, we say don't give it back. That's because, number one, Shayyot Mitzuyot, and number two is Kuksuko, Shneishim, Yosef, and Shimon. There are two people with that same name. But here, in the basement of Rav Huna, yes, it's the Shaplace of Shayyot Mitzuyot, about what? There's no, we have no Chazakah that there are two people with the same name.
Therefore, we have to give it back.
Right, therefore we can't give it back. And also, it's clear that Rabbah only worries about two people with the same name. He doesn't worry about two cities with the same name, like Rav Huna did. Rav Huna worried about two city names, even though we didn't have any chazaka that there were two people with that name.
Two city names and the same names in each
city. Right, in the document. Right. Avad Rabba Uvdo. Rabba had a case that came for him, the big kitna, right, in the, something to do with the flax, we'll see in a second, the Pumpadita, the flax area in Pumpadita, Kishmate, based on his position. Igadami, to some explain what was the case. Hey, said the Mizavni Kitna. It was in a place where they sold flax. It was the flax market. Right? Or the linen market. Bahu, Shiloh, Hus Kugu. There had to be a case where we didn't know about the two people with the same name. Afagav the Shechifa and Shayurta. Even though it was a heavily trafficked place, the marketplace was heavily trafficked. So despite the fact he said, right, give it back, because we didn't have any chazaka, there were two people with his name. It was a place where they soaked the flax. Even though we knew there were two people with the same name, but the place was not heavily trafficked. So one or the other is sufficient in order to say, we allow you to give it back. It's only when you have both that we don't allow you to give it back, because whereas number one, where Shayot Mitzayot, and number two is, right, where Huskuku. Even though over here, with Lo Huskuku, and they have the same name, we say, listen, this guy wants to get. It has his name in it. But the overwhelming circumstantial evidence is that this get belongs to him or belongs to these parties. So we say, go ahead, because not Shayot Mitzayot. The fact that another get with the same guy's name would show up there is very unlikely in that scenario.
So you really need both factors.
That's correct.
And
Huskuku. Right. Exactly. Now, Rabbi Zera, Rami Matnitana Braitha Umishani. Rabbi Zera comes to the conclusion, not like Rabba did from the problems, we have problems from two Mishnayot, rather he has a Mishnah and a Braitha. What's that? It's not. It may be get Ravadamenu Matulio, there a person who brings a get a shlech, bring a get low zedek, finds it immediately kasher. Imla pasul, not, then it's pasul. But remain, he brought a question, Matze get isha b'shuk. I find a get of an isha in the shuk, b'zman shabal mudeh yachad yad isha. When the husband agrees that he divorced her, you give it back to her. Ain bal mudeh, if the husband does not agree, lo yachzir, shouldn't give it back. Lo lezeh, lo lezeh. Tani mihat, never that this bright to suggest, b'zman shabal mudeh yachzir li isha. Right, that in a case where the husband agrees, we give it back to the woman, but if you lose man ruba, then the amount of time, the duration of time seems irrelevant. Umishani. And his answer is, come back from Shayot Mitsuyot, come back from Shayot Mitsuyot, and they're seeing the price in the Mishnah, is whether there is heavy traffic or not, whether there is a possibility of another get with the same person's name showing up. And therefore, when it's the messenger, the case of the messenger, that's a case where there is heavy traffic. There's heavy traffic, we suspect whether there is another get with the same name was dropped there. In the case of where the Baal's Modet, Masad gets the Shabashuk, it was a case where the weren't Shayot Mitsuyot, it wasn't heavily trafficked. Since it wasn't heavily trafficked, then we don't assume that someone with the same name came by. Igadame, Vahu Shahuskuku. Some people explain Rabbi Zera's position only where we know for sure that there are two people with the same name. To learn the Hadir, right? That they won't worry about it, but Hayu the Rabbah. That when do we not give it back? We give it back when we know there are two people with the same name. And that's the same thing as Rabbah. You need both qualifications in order to be a problem to give it back, which is Shairot Mitsuyot and, right, and that they're Chuskuku Shnei and Hashem with the same shame. Now, you get down, right?
They don't give it back.
Right, those are the two qualifications in order not to give it back, correct? That he made a statement over here that says, even if we don't have evidence that there are two people there, we won't give it back. We'll plead the rabbi, and he'll argue on rabbi that he only has one qualification. The only qualification is if Shayirot Mitzayot, already we don't give it back. Right? But Rabbi Zera, if Huzuku and ain't Shayirot Mitzayot, maybe in that case, you wouldn't give it back as well. And my mother says, Bish Lamar Rabba Lamar to Rabbi Zera. Maybe we understand why Rabbi didn't ask the question or answer like Rabbi Zera, but he'd rather ask the question from two Mishnayot. Here's our Mishnah, and he has the Mishnah from Gittin. You put those two together, you have a problem, so you answer it by Shariot Mitzvot, the Shariot Mitzvot. Rabbi Zera, my time alone, my Kirabo. Why didn't Rabbi Zera learn his principle this way from two Mishnayot? Why learn it from a Mishnah and a Baraisa? In our Mishnah, it says, never explicitly said, The reason that we're learning is the deal from our Mishnah, right? That the problem is Nimlach, but it sounds like if he tells us to give it back, that's the deal. So he says, Rafilu's man ruba, Dilma, ha'amar tnu nosnin. Maybe, yeah, you're right. If he says give it, we give it. Ololam kizakaimel on the altar. Maybe our Mishnah is a case where he's giving it back immediately. So now, if that's the case, we have no evidence from our Mishnah to the contrary to the Mishnah in Gittin, and therefore he wanted a more explicit case of, right, Matzah Get Isha, which is an explicit case where it says that you can give it back. Even though that case is a little more, the price is for some of Brian, because it says Matzah Get Isha Bashuk. It's that in the Shuk, and we're still establishing that as a Makom Shein Shayot Mitzuyot, so that it wasn't a heavily trafficked location that went Shayot that were there. Right? Okay, the Mando Amar Rabbi Zeru Makom Shein Shayot Mitzuyot. According to the opinion that says that Rabbi Zera argues in Rabba and says that we don't give it back when the Shayot are Mitzvot, even though we don't have evidence that there are two people with the same name, but my Kibitzvot. What's the point of argument between Rabbi Zera and Rabba? Rabba Sabar Gitani Kol Matzah Beit Din, he learns that, right, when it says Kol Matzah Beit Din, every day Yachuzir, you give it back, the Ishtakach Beit Din Askinan. But when we're talking about Masa Beit Din, it means it was found in Beit Din as well. And therefore, Beit Din can makom shei shariot mitzuyot. And therefore, Beit Din is a place like where there are shariot mitzuyot. So who? Shuksuku. It's clear that it has to be uksuku, lo yakzir. Lo uksuku, yakzir. That's why in the case of Masa Beit Din, right, we give it back. Why do we give it back? Because it's lo uksuku. But he establishes the case of Masa Beit Din is a case where it's shariot mitzuyot. If Shariot Mitzuyot, according to the simple explanation of Rabba up front, that should invalidate the get already and should give it back. Why are we allowing you to give it back? Because Lo Huksuku. So that's the only way he can explain that Mishnah of Kol Matzah Beit Din. The only way to explain it is because it's from Malkum Shariot Mitzuyot. The only way to explain it within his interpretation is say Lo Huksuku. But Rabbi Zera, on the other hand, says no. Reb Zera Amar Lecha, Mitani Kol Maaseh Beis Din Shenimtzu Beis Din. Doesn't say any Maaseh Beis Din that's found in Beis Din. It says Kol Maaseh Beis Din Yechzir Tani. Any Maaseh Beis Din Ulolom Nishtakach Chavrai. Was found outside of Beis Din. There's no evidence that the case is a case where it was found in Beis Din. It could have been found anywhere.
Meaning there's no evidence that it was a case that
was Shayot. Right. It could be a case of Shayot. And that's why Kol Maaseh Beis Din gets returned. So now, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Tagon, the Ka'amri Edim, Lololo, Kolomlo, 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 Elo, Get Echad, Shal Yosef Ben Shimon. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, no, the case here is a case where the Edim say, we never signed on any other document besides this document. I mean, we never signed on a document with this name in it besides one. One document that we signed. So Mar says, he helped him out of memory. What's the question anymore? They only signed on one document, and this guy's here. So Mar would say, Malikos, Jim, wait, Rami, Shma, Shma, Kishma, Vedim, Kedim. Right, we think that the entire document is duplicated somewhere else. Not only is his and her names exactly alike, and the place, but also the Edim has the same name. Maybe we should be close-ish for that. Mashallah, that we don't worry about that. That is so far-fetched that we're not going to worry about that situation. The Tosfos does ask, even so, why do we give the get back to him? I mean, that why do we allow this guy to collect the get? Okay, there are no, the Edim say we only signed in one document. That was Yosef ben Shimon. How do we know that this is the Yosef ben Shimon? All the Edim say is that there is only one document like this in the world. But, on the other hand, how do we know who this document belongs to? This guy shows up in base and says, I lost the get. My name is Yosef Ben Shimon. That's my get. How do we know that he's the get? So why are we going to give it back over here? So must be, Tosa says over here that there, again, there's heavy circumstantial evidence. That this guy shows up in base and says, I lost the get. Then we find Aiden with it, sign on the get with this name only one time. So already there's heavy evidence. That's number one. And number two is, if the Edim are present, Tosfos says that a person is maybe willing to lie, he picks up a document on the ground, and he says, you know, this is, I gave her a get, and this is my get. And he doesn't think that someone else might have lost it with his same name on it. To him, he says, look, I lost the get. You know, it's probably my get, but, let's give it back, because what's the chances that it was someone else's? So over there, we say, don't give it back, because there's a chasha of two Yosef and Shimon. Over here, where he has a get here, and the Edim are testifying there's only one get like this, we're going to assume, right, that this guy not amazed is not going to lie and use a get that he knows for sure is not his get. I mean, that when it's a case where he picks it up off the floor and he did write such a get, right, then we'll say to him, you know, he'll just, in his mind, he'll justify that it's his get because I lost the get, has my name, it looks exactly like the one I put down there. So let's give it back. But in a case where he knows for certain, meaning that he knows in his head that he never gave a get, and they didn't say that they signed on one get, that means it's clearly not his get, and he's not going to go in and lie and use allow for a possible get to go through. But that's the case, they will say, right, go ahead and give it, because the assumption is, number one, we have circumstantial evidence, which he said he lost one, and number two is that he's not going to lie and say, give the get, if the get never really existed, and there are 18 testifying, they only had one get like this is here. But Abba Kado, I'll get a Chag, Omer Abba, Shu Oto Yosef. And Abba says, I'm the guy. Vim Tomar Alo, Shein Eidim Omim Kein, Inu Nem Anlo Mar Shu Shalom. The Eidim don't support this, then he can't say it's his get. So what's the difference? Right, so Lama Yei Nem An, Liku Shem Lachar Chatzmo, right, Chatzmo, what was it? Let's just say they signed the document, it's just not his document. Yesh Lamar. Why do they not believe when there are no Edim? He's willing to say this, my Mephisha Savur, Shlo Yved Achar Get Vakhu, who else wants to get besides me? And whereas here, Lakach Omer Shlo, Mephisha no Makir, Abak Sheidim Omerim Shlo Chatmu, Rako Get Achar Shri Yosef Ben Shimon, but Mezid Lo Yishakir Yim Chatmu Lachem. Right, so you have to say that that's the case. He also says that, because also says that's the case. Here, Shach Lamar, Shlo Ra Yidim Chatimah. The Edim themselves are not seeing the signature on this get. Because if they saw the Chatima, they could say that it was theirs. Right? Then they should say, what Ma'od Tema, maybe we'll find a get that looks exactly like and has the same signatures on it. That's not exactly what they say here. All it says here is that it has the same Edim. It says it has to be a case where they didn't see their signatures, so we don't have a validation that they have the signatures. We just know that the names of the Edim that are found on the get. Alright. Ravashi Amar, and this is what you were asking to do at the beginning of this year. Rashi Amar, he's going to call our neck of Yeshko Betad Ozlonin. There's a hole next to this letter in the Ked. Why is that? That's a Siman Muvak. Siman Muvak, he can claim to get bet. But Dapko, it sounds like Dapko Betad Ozlonin, that only when he gives it Siman Muvak do we give it back. A neged ba'alma lo. It just says the hole in the get, that's not sufficient.
We just said before that if I have the name of the ish, like the name of the isha, and the name of the two edim,
right.
that's a good siman.
Now, right, there's two issues. One is shema nimlach, so we can't give it back to the shema nimlach. Now, if he says shnu, then there's not a problem of nimlach anymore. Then the problem is what? That maybe there's the same document over again. And we say the only time we don't say there's the same document is when the edim testified. We never signed on anything else with the same
name. Why do we do that? Why can't we just say that these are the names?
Because the problem is that the edim might have signed on another document with that name on it.
We say, what's the ma'od edema?
Yeah, the ma'od edema is that it will be found like that even after the edim said we never signed on it. But here, when we don't have that statement from the edim, that's not good, that they themselves, it's the same edim. How far back is the case? When they said we never signed another document, that you have to find other edim with the exact same name. Whereas when we don't, right, that's too far fetched. But to say that these same edim signed, so we're not finding new edim, it's the same people. They're the same guys that signed another document with the same names in it. That's the part I wanted to say, it's not so far fetched.
Okay.
Alright, so let's just finish up this. So we have adopted the Tolo Tony of Aneka Balmalo, Vashim Spekulis. Vashim is a suffix. Simanim Ido, right? Sin Darabanon. A simanim means that the ability to use simanim to identify an object, is that a din d'oraiso or a din d'rabbanan? Why, what's the difference between d'oraiso and d'rabbanan? People told us Rashi say the same thing here. Rashi says, when it's d'oraiso, right, if we get back in a beza with simanim, that's a din d'oraiso, that means that even by isur, I guess we're going to be used to simanim, we're willing to give it back. But if you think that simanim are only d'rabbanan, then when it's an aveda, we're talking about hefker, we can say hefker based on hefker, we can talk about ownership, monetary ownership, we can say hefker based on hefker, we can overcome the problem. Say simanim work, because the rabbanan say they work. But, b'yisura, we're talking about eshish, we're not going to allow, right, simanim to work over here. So Rabba bar bar chanar, ikir slay, gita, bein medrashah. He lost the get, he was a shliach to bring the get, and he lost it in the base medrash. He got busy learning, and he lost the get in the base medrash. Amar, if you think that you need a siman, it's a begavet. I have a siman for this gift. It feels enai, it's a begavet. And he says, if you need siyazena, that I can give you like the basic form of this gift, what it looks like, you know, that I can look at it and tell you it's mine, I have that also. I drew on it, so they gave it back to him. Amar, leizana, yishum siman adu aniali, because sabre siman adu oraisa. I don't know if they gave it back to me because I had a siman, and they take siman adu oraisa, and that's why they allowed it in each of the go. Or they give back to me because I could identify the get, right? And the reason is because I'm a Talmud Chacham, and we have that by a Talmud Chacham, there's a din of, right, Zviyazena. We trust him that he has general identification of the object, and we say that it's probably his or his right. But as a regular person, we would not have assumed that. Right, so now, okay, it's interesting here, Benish Amalo. Mepharish Rabbeinu Tam, Dam Aris, Dam Yisla, Tziyotena. Then even Dam Aris can identify an object, he has Tziyotena. So why is it that we don't give it back to him with Tziyotena? He says, I go Matrina, Lame, Shun, Zalom, Heaven. It's not an issue of Tziyotena. The question here is not whether I can identify or I understand, I knew what it looked like, I said it. It's whether we trust them or not. Right. So everybody has Tziyotena. That's not unique to the Talmud Chacham. What's unique to the Talmud Chacham is Ne'amanut, that he has the ability to believe with Tziyotena. That's what's unique to the Talmud Chacham. So again, we're going to deal with tomorrow's sugi is whether it's the right to the Rabbanan. If it's the money made the Rabbanan, that when we give it back, it's only because of Bezen Hefker, and that only applies to monetary matters. We will not allow that to go through Bezure. But if it's the right to the Siman in general, then it only is the right that we will allow you to do it. Whereas the Rabbanan, we would say go ahead because Hefker Bezen Hefker. But on the other hand, if Siman might go right, so that means even with the Siman Janimal Pop, it lets you give it back. Yeah, Siman Pop works the right according to everybody. The question is whether regular Simanim work right works.